Hello, everybody. Today's date is April 28th, 2019. My name is Shirley Nosara, owner and creator of Why Are So Many People Broken? Today's topic is going to be about when things are going to happen and how they're going to happen. They will happen. So, I remember saying to somebody Friday, you know, after the fun week that I had, I said, you know what, this weekend I'm really just going to hang back. Not really going to do too much. One, I was still in pain from my neck. And the other thing was then I ended up getting the stomach bug, which was not in my prediction, but whatever. Anyway, so I was home all weekend, but I did manage to finish my life coach certification. And now I'm going to be on my way to starting my own business. Also, I found out yesterday that I'm going to be taking a class and doing Reiki, which I've never done before, so it's pretty exciting because I think the two are going to go hand in hand. I'm really excited about all these new changes, and I'm looking forward to the next class I'm going to be taking, which will be cognitive behavioral therapy, and that's also a part of the life coaching. Just to revert back to the life coaching for a second, a lot of people, when they go to a therapist, they dig up old things that have happened. And it's like, oh, how was your past? What do you think brought you here? Blank, 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 whatever. And I don't know about you, but a lot of us don't really want to remember our past because there are things that most of us just want to relive. A life coach wants to focus on the future and try to help you feel better. So, for example, say you're struggling in work and you're not sure why, or you have some decisions you want to make. Do I leave my job? Do I not leave my job? You know, however it goes. A life coach will help you through activities and exercises and different things, such as, like, every night before you go to bed, write down 3 good things that happened to you during the day. That's a simple task, isn't it? I mean, come on, 3 good things that happened in a day? I'm sure you had 1 good conversation during your day. Maybe you had a slice of pizza. I don't know. Whatever to you is good. But every day, record 3 good things. This is for everybody. I don't even care if you have a perfect life. Just keep it going. You know, years ago, I wasn't the most positive person. In fact, I was totally the opposite. And you could tell when I was feeling even worse. And, you know, people were, like, telling me, you know, you kind of, like, got to calm down, you know? Even my close friends are like, you know, things will change. And things just don't change. But here's the thing. You kind of got to make it happen, right? Now, granted, maybe you didn't get that $60,000, $70,000 job. I don't know. Maybe you did. I didn't. But whatever. And I do have to work 2 jobs every day. And that's something I'm hoping to change soon. But the positive side of that is at least I'm bringing in an income. Versus like 7, 8 years ago when I wasn't bringing in an income. I mean, it was hard for me. So I guess if I have to work really hard, I got to work really hard, right? Anyway, so if somebody came in to me and said that they were struggling in work, we would try to figure out what part of the job they were struggling in. Is it the interaction between management? Is it an interaction between your coworkers? Is it just the way the whole department runs? What do you do for work? What would you like to do for, you know, whatever it may be, right? And there's ways of tweaking things, right? And you know what's funny? The older you get, it's true. Old habits die hard, right? I mean, I have the same habits over and over again. And even if I want to change it, I swear, even as positive as I am, I can't. But, you know, maybe that's for another day. But what I'm saying is that, you know, it's easy to say, like, if something happens in your job, don't take it personally, right? But when you're the person that it's happening to, it's hard not to take it personally. right? So I'm going to give you a situation. Somebody confided something to me that was kind of severe. So I brought it to upper management because I thought they should know. And that person indirectly, when upper management questioned them, turned around and said, I don't know what she's talking about, making me look bad. Now, I can't make this stuff up. And that's fine. I could be mad at that person, or I could just say, okay, well, you know, is what it is, right? I know what that person told me, and it was severe, and when you're working with children, you know, whatever, right? So I did what I had to do. So basically what I'm saying is, after I, you know, rethought about the situation, I said, you know what, I'd still do the same thing over again if I had to. And if I can come back with that answer, so what I'm saying is that when you're in work, if you did something and somebody has a problem with it, and you reflect on that, and you say to yourself, well, I would have made that same choice again. Guess what? It's a right choice, right? I mean, you have no qualms, you have no other feelings about it, it's the right choice. So that's something else you can do. Maybe every day you can reflect on your job. Now let's say it's a relationship. Maybe you're struggling in a relationship, right? Who doesn't? You got to kind of balance it out, right? Is it worth it? Is it not worth it? I mean, that's on you. You got to figure that out. Or if you feel like you got to fight for something, make a change. And then make sure that your partner agrees to that change, because if not, it's going to get worse and they're going to do what they're going to do. You're going to do what you're going to do. I have a mosquito in my house. I have no idea why. But anyway, so these are things you can work on. One more thing I'm going to tell you for the people who haven't been following my posts or listening to my recordings. True story. 15 minutes of coloring is equivalent to one yoga session on the brain. So how's that? So you know what? If you need to take a break from something, you go color. I'm telling you right now, you won't regret it. I was watching a thing yesterday. I only got to watch like 5-10 minutes because I wasn't feeling good, but I did watch it. It's called The Happy Brain. Wow. That's cool, right? Who does not want to be happy in this life, right? We all want to be happy. So The Happy Brain is basically just getting you moving. Just a few little simple moves makes the brain happy, right? Because if you stay still, what's going to happen? It's not going to be happy. It's going to remain dormant, and that's really not a good thing. Anyway, look that up, by the way, that happy brain. It was pretty interesting. I actually was going to become a member, but right now it's not my finances. But anyway, but these are different things. Go for a walk. Look at the sky. Look at the moon. That's what I do all the time. I love the sun. I love the, you know, the moon. I love sunsets, you know. Used to do a lot of photography, storms. Anything you can get your hand on, that's beautiful. Also, one more other thing I'm going to tell you. Make a visual journal. Oh, what is that? I know, right? You ever hear of those dream boards? So all you have to do, get a magazine, get maybe a Stop and Shop. What are those things called? Savers? Well, whatever your food market has, right? Cut some stuff out. Maybe it's a flower. Maybe it's grapes. I don't know. Whatever you like, right? If you have a yoga magazine, you could cut out like a stretch that shows somebody like with freedom or whatever, or exercise. I don't know what interests you. Maybe you want glitter. Put glitter. You know, whatever you can do to make that visual journal yours. And every day, just keep adding to that journal. Make a cool quote like, hey, this was a great day. I cannot wait to see what tomorrow brings. Something like that. Or, wow, look at that awesome sky. You know, anything that you want that's really good to you. Maybe it's your favorite song. Maybe you want to write a song verse. Hey, nothing wrong with that. If you like it, guess what? It works for you. That's what you do. And I'm telling you, when you're feeling down, just pick that visual journal up and start looking at it. Now, on the flip side of that visual journal, if you're going for a goal. So say right now, you're a cashier at Stop and Shop, hypothetically. And maybe you want to work up to be a manager. There you go. Start making that visual journal towards that. Say you work in a child care center. Right now you're a teacher. Maybe in another year or two, your professional goal is to be an education coach. Wonderful. Do it. Make that journal. Show it. Look at it every day. And guess what? It'll be there. It'll be in the back of your mind and eventually be in the front of your mind. And then you go for it. Whatever goal that you're working on, maybe, and I'm just throwing this out and I'm not even saying anything, maybe you're somebody who wants to lose weight. Okay, today you weigh 150 pounds. Tomorrow you might want to weigh 140 pounds. We know that ain't going to work, right? But I'm just saying, maybe at the end of the year that's your goal, lose 10 pounds. There you go. Do that. So just whatever it is, just try to visualize, and guess what this will do for you? You'll be thinking in the back of your mind, wow, I can do this. It's not impossible. It's right there on paper. All I got to do is put my thoughts to it. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed this podcast. I hope you have an amazing night, and I look forward to talking to you next week. Bye.